Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pieretti. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Herman Franks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter catches it and throws to second with Joost covering, to double up Callaway. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway catches it and throws to second with Michaels covering, to double up Vallow. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Pieretti moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pieretti moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pieretti scores. Callaway scores. Lupien moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Frank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Appling moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Philly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Scheib now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Michaels moves to second. One out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pieretti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Michaels scores. Pieretti moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Pieretti covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-1 in the game. Franks takes first base on ball 4. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Scheib reaches second base with a double. Franks moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Franks scores. Scheib scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh bunts for a double play. Two outs. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pirretti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pirretti moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pirretti, and towards Callaway, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Herman Franks. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scheib strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Guerra now catching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Philly strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics too. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pieretti hits a line drive towards the mound. Scheib reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callaway for the out. 2 outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.